Burt Show.
Thought I gamed the system last night and I was shot down. Let me run this by you guys. And I'm pretty sure I know how the women are going to vote here. Dudes, maybe differently. Okay? So I believe in compromise in a relationship, right? If there's something wrong, let's compromise. We could see eye to eye on this whole thing. Something's got to work for you. Something's got to work for me. Problem I'm having here is it is taking Amanda and I forever to get through our shows, our quote-unquote shows, right? She's not with me full-time. She's got a kid. We hang out with each other about 50% of the time. So when we are together, right, before we're about to doze off, we got shows that we watch, right? Mm-hmm. But if I don't see her for a week, man, I can't watch that show without her. That's our show.
Yeah. I live with my husband, and we have this issue. And so we gave up on this a long time ago.
You did. So you guys don't have a show that you must watch together.
No, where it's like each man for themselves.
Oh, wow.
Whenever you can watch something, you watch something. We're like two ships passing in the night right now. I know this is a phase, and we'll come out of it, but I don't have the patience. He probably would wait, but I can't. And so I'm like, sorry, not sorry, Podge. I'm watching this show without you.
Same. Yeah.
Really?
I think movies will reserve because we can usually try and grab a couple of hours together at the weekend to watch a movie. But yeah, shows.
I don't want to give up on that time. I like watching a show together. The frustration is either I got to wait or she's got to wait until we're next to each other watching a show together. Now, the White Lotus here. It's just, it's hard for me to avoid the spoilers online. I get very excited when it comes out. And there are many days that I'm there that she's not there that I really want to watch that episode. It's happened with us in Bloodline, whatever. So I thought I'd game the system last night. I hit her with a text because she's at her place more than half the time and I'm at my place. So I wrote, sometimes can we just FaceTime the entire time we're watching one of our shows when a new episode comes out? Instead of taking weeks to watch it in person together, or is that part of the quote unquote intimacy?
You are so sweet, but you are so needy.
Why needy?
They have those things where you can do like watch.
Yeah,
parties.
Yeah, on Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not being needy here. I mean, I would watch it, but is a special time for us, and I know it is a special time for her too. So is it that we have to be next to each other in order to advance our watching pleasure? Or can she be on FaceTime right next to me? She's watching it, I'm watching it, we're advancing, and we're watching it together in different places.
Okay, you know, props to you for thinking outside of the box and asking if it fulfills the intimacy. I appreciate that in a relationship. But what?
Yeah. It just seems like a lot of work. Just watch your show.
No.
What's so intimate about watching a show together? Like, do you guys talk throughout it? Or is it just that you're... What are you getting out of watching a show together that you couldn't get out of just hanging out together some other time? Like, why do you have to watch these shows together?
Well, the last hour of my night is generally winding down and I'm going to watch a TV show, right? Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that we have one together. So it's pretty routine. So right around 8 o'clock, when she's ready for bed and I'm ready for bed, I get in bed. She puts her head on my chest. I rub her head on her back. And then we're watching the show together. And then one of us dozes off. I know when she dozes off because she goes into a seizure.
That's really sweet. I forgot that they're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you getting out of it? I'm like, shut up. Stop talking.
Bart will walk.
Did you fart?
Yeah. Bart will walk into the bedroom. And his college friends have called him out for this. He just stands there. So he just stands off to the left of the TV, puts his hand on his hip and just stands there as I'm watching my show. Like, it's, and 9 times out of 10, it's a true crime documentary. And he's just standing there to the point that I have to pause the show. And I'm like, will you get out of here? Like, you're ruining my show. You're just standing there.
Chad did that when I was going through my Pretty Little Liars phase, and he'd walk in and start like just critiquing it. And then he'd be like, who's this girl? So how does she know her? And then I'm like, do you want me to give you the entire backstory of season one? And I did. And then he would just stand and watch it.
Go away. Yep.
So this was her answer. I don't watch TV unless I'm with you. I don't have time. She has a 4-year-old, right? So to answer your question, no. Patience.
Okay. You don't have any patience,
I've
though.
I've got none of that. But for what reason, though? What is, like, if we are both watching it together, even if we're not in the same room, it's the same watching experience.
But she's telling you that she doesn't have time to get on FaceTime and watching a show. So it's all a moot point anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I really thought I gamed the system on that one.
No.
I thought at least one of you guys would go, no, I get it.
No.
I don't get FaceTime at all. Like, why do you want to see someone's face?
I love FaceTime.
I hate it.
I will FaceTime a person before I will call them.
No, text me and I'll respond in 3 to 5 business days. The Burt Show.